from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, America's Heroes Group Roundtable, now with partner Veterans Business Project. It is, of course, October 26th. Great group today, of course, with WVON Senior Care Group, which was a great crowd. We appreciate that. I am the host, Cliff Kelly. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer, Manny Cornazzari. And what we want to talk about now is very important. These two great gentlemen have been on with us before, and we're pleased to have them back. We have with us Len Lauder, major U.S. Marine veteran and co-founder and co-CEO of Veteran Business Project. Len, how are you?
I'm well, Cliff. How are you today?
Good. We'd love to have you in studio.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Great. And Dale Eisenberg is with us, son of a World War II pilot and co-founder and co-CEO of Veteran Business Project. How are you doing?
Great today, Cliff. Good talking to you.
And good talking to you, sir. Thank you so much for being with us again. We appreciate it. How do we want to start off? This is such a great thing you folks are doing. Who wants to start off? About the discussion, employment versus ownership.
Interesting you would say that. Well, that's a hot topic these days. We know that historically, following World War II, 49.7 of our World War II veterans ended up owning their own businesses. Today it's 4.5%. We know the issue there is lack of available access to capital for our veterans, but a lot of veterans come out, Cliff, and they're looking to get a job. Now, the reality of this is that, and the statistics are out there for us to read now, your veteran, your average veteran, lasts 8 months in his first or her first job. 8 months. One of the challenges that veterans have, anybody has this, but I think it's particularly acute with veterans who have seen combat, et cetera, is they're coming into an environment that it's important for them to be, I think probably best said, rightly situated with a company or an organization that has similar core values to those that they have gotten in the military. And you're an 82nd Airborne guy, so you know what that's all about. Integrity counts. Teamwork counts. Self-sacrifice counts. All the rest of that. Well, that's not always the case, frankly. So, veterans, there's an organization out at Syracuse University. They were the first to put up a major Boots to Business program. And they, in fact, have got all sorts of coursework and information online, Cliff, that employers can access to make their, to give them some knowledge and information on how to make their organization truly veteran-friendly. And I want to say here, too, a lot of companies want to hire veterans. They really do. But they really have got to have a better understanding of who some of these people are for a couple reasons. Number one, what they've been through. But number one, that these aren't your average folks walking through the door. These people have incredible talents, can do great things. So it's important to get them in there, get them slotted with a goal in mind, and then they want to retain them, Cliff. And I think that's probably the challenge with a lot of companies. These people have an awful lot to offer, and I think it would behoove companies that want to employ veterans to learn more about how they operate, what their experience is, and how to retain them. So that's, makes, uh, that's, that's the challenge right now. Sorry.
I'm sorry. It just what you're saying just makes so much sense because of the various what your MOS was. I mean, some of these people are highly trained, but unless an employer knows that, there's no way to use that that talent, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, as you and I know, some of these people have had incredible responsibilities.
Yes.
Early on, relatively early on, chronologically. But as you know, they go in the military and they come out. Their experience base on this planet has been accelerated a lot. So they come out with skills, in my view, often well beyond their peers, civilian peers. That didn't serve. So.
Yeah, that makes. I wonder how many people recognize that. That's why what you guys are doing is so important. And I just enjoy you both, but you're not in the studio with me today, unfortunately. So when I'm talking to you, make sure I know who I am, who's responding, and who I'm addressing. Okay.
You betcha. Yeah, this is just Lynn here for the moment.
Yeah, I know.
Dale's hanging out here too.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lynn. You're great.
You're welcome. You're welcome, sir.
Dale, go right ahead. Add to this.
Well, my take on it is that Lynn and I have determined that a lot of these veterans are really better suited to be in business for themselves. And my experience has been a lot of them are looking to be in business for themselves, which really brought us to the point where we developed a V-Harmony type matchmaking system for veterans that want to get into business and businesses that are looking to sell to them. And that's really where my focus has been. And both Lynn and I work as success managers, really helping these guys and girls navigate their way through developing and operating a business and actually continuing on afterwards. So that's my take on what's going on. Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And what Dale said, Cliff, that's what led us, frankly, to form the organization we did, Veteran Business Project, because the reality of it is, especially these combat veterans, they're in many ways better off being the captain of their own rowboat as opposed to being, you know, buried in the engine room of a big ocean liner, so to speak, and it's by way of kind of an analogy.
I like that, yeah. Yeah, and, I like that, Lynn. That's interesting. So,
history supports that it's absolutely true. You know, instead of trying to fit in, so to speak, into sort of a corporate setting, you know, and learn what's going on there, they can actually create the corporate setting that they want in their own company. And we want them to be successful. We want them to hire more veterans, mentor them, coach them, all the things that you guys know from the 82nd Airborne and what we know as Marines.
Mm-hmm.
What makes us special, we take care of our own. So they can do that, Cliff. If they've got their own business, build it and then bring other veterans in, bring them along too.
How do you gentlemen bring these people in that you can recognize have the ability to own their own business?
Dale, you want to pick that one up?
Sure, I'll take that.
Dale,
well,
okay.
We have a website, and we do social media marketing. We market through a lot of the veterans organizations. And so they would come to our website, which is veteranbusinessproject.org, and they would then register with us, kind of give us a little insight into what they're looking for, and then we would help match them up, depending where they are in the country, and if they're looking to move or whatever. And I have to give you a perfect example, because as it's pretty crummy here in Chicago right now, as you know,
sure.
Yesterday was really a nice, brisk day, and we got to take our first ride, at least my first ride, and we helped two Navy veterans buy a retired Chicago. It was a 1935 Chicago fireboat. They are on the water. They're doing tours on the river. We helped them get started. In fact, they pointed out to me yesterday that it was exactly 1 year to the day that they called us and asked for some help and direction. And with the help of Wintrust Bank, who really thought outside the box for these guys, we were able to get them a substantial loan, and they are operating. And I'll tell you, it was a great trip. They gave a great tour. And just if I might, give them a quick plug. It's fireboattours.com. So anybody, any veteran that's in town, if you're up at the Naval Base finishing stool, go down and see these guys. Obviously, today's a little rainy, but they'll be in the water until the end of November. Mm-hmm. So, Cliff, you're going to be going out there, right?
I sure will. Where do they dock?
They dock directly behind the Columbia Yacht Club, right across from Navy Pier.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
So they are the only big. They're 98 feet of a 98 ton of metal, and it's a big red fireboat, and a very educational tour. And the point I'm making, though, is these are two Navy veterans, mm-hmm. who didn't know what they were going to do with all their experience, and this was a perfect match. And we couldn't be happier for them.
That is a great story, absolutely. That's just great. Fireboattours.com, right?
Correct.
Fireboattours.com. Just great information. We're so pleased to have Dale and Len back with us, even though they're not in the studio. We just love them. They give us such great information. If you have a question or a call in, 312-374-8130. Is our number, and this is just a great thing. When you talk about the fact that the statistics about World War II vets who ended up owning, those are just unbelievable numbers as compared to now. Is that correct?
It is an unbelievable comparison.
Yeah, Len.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And the big difference, this is Len. The big difference mm-hmm. is, of course, the post-World War II folks, the way they had their GI Bill organized and laid out at that time, Cliff, they had an option that today, well, post-9/11 veterans don't have. It's been this way since post-9/11. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's been this way since the mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
The post-World War II guys and gals, if they wanted to buy a farm or business property, the Fed would be a 50% loan guarantor. And so with community banking back in that day being truly community banking, we know that's changed in recent years, and the federal loan guarantee, well, they got a business. They got a business going. That's what they did. And they did incredibly well. The veterans today can do that. They've got just the same things the World War II guys have. I know, Cliff, I know you know it. I know it. Mm-hmm. Other people know it, the veteran community.
Mm-hmm.
They just need some gas in their tank mm-hmm. by way of getting loans, and they can't get there. Currently, it's interesting to me, we'll send a teenager off to college with no credit score or collateral required. They can get tens of thousands of dollars to go to college. But if we've got a corporal machine gunner in the 82nd Airborne that's been over there in the Middle East slugging it out, he comes back, he goes into the bank, and they say, well, young man, what's your credit score and what kind of collateral you got?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that to be along the lines of what the SBA wants for these banks so it can guarantee these loans, that means a 680-point credit score for this young soldier.
Mm-hmm.
He has to have a dollar's worth of collateral set aside, Cliff, for every three he wants to borrow. It's just
that's not difficult. Yeah,
it's not satisfactory, not at all.
Yeah.
So we have found our way to this program called the Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. It's a Department of Treasury fund, and we think, Cliff, it's the closest thing to a silver bullet that we've yet come across to help address this lack of access capital issue for our veterans, particularly the junior enlisted veterans. As you and I know, we all know, they do the heavy lifting in combat.
Right.
These are the guys
mm-hmm.
slugging it out. So we think we're on to something, and actually we're going to go, and we're right now in the middle of doing a partnering agreement with one of the major CDFIs. It's out of Oakland, California, and we'll be able to apply it all across the country. So
Len, that sounds great. What's the name of that organization that you just mentioned?
Yes, it's out of the Department of Treasury, and it's mm-hmm. called the CDFI, Charlie Delta Foxtrot India, CDFI Fund, and that stands for Community Development Financial Institutions Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And, Cliff, we've talked about the South Side. We're working on the South Side of Chicago. The program was designed for inner city and rural.
Mm.
And, in fact, just last week I was down at my hometown, little burg down in East Central Illinois, and I was talking to the city council and making them aware this program that exists out there to help veterans, help people get into business. Mm-hmm. I could go on, but I'll tell you, I don't know if we mentioned this the last time around, Cliff, but mm-hmm. the latest statistics from the SBA indicate that 65% of our veterans now live in rural and small-town America.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. So
65%, Lynn, are in those areas, rural areas?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
I didn't either. I was surprised. Wow. I'm a small-town guy, but what I'm saying here is there's all sorts of opportunity, basically, Cliff, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We've got veterans, but we got to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
look, you guys could have your own business.
Yeah, which is what we try to do through you folks, is get the word out. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And God bless you for it. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So we're right in the middle of all that right now, Cliff, right in the middle of all of it.
I just think not only what you're doing is great, Len and Dale, but when you come up with the information that you're giving us, you know, what you just said, 65% of vets in rural areas and so forth, and there are many that are not in rural areas that don't have anything, I have no knowledge of the program that you have. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. How are we doing with that, Dale? As far, or either one of you, Len, Dale.
Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah. Dale, how are we doing on numbers?
With getting them into business?
Getting people into the Veteran Business Project.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting quite a few people coming in through registration, and I'm handling myself. We've got several success managers, but my load is about 20 people at this point, and I just a couple weeks ago received a business in Des Moines, Iowa. So, because I know you have a far-reaching audience here,
mm-hmm,
it's a national franchise breakfast restaurant like I have here in Chicago. And they are looking for a veteran to put in. They don't want to list it with anyone else. They want a veteran, and we can work with them through the entire process to get them in with financing the whole shot. So, again, if somebody wants to reach us, they go through veteranbusinessproject.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to actually give you my phone number, too, to reach us.
Mm-hmm.
It's 833-883-8249. And
repeat that again.
Sure. It's 833-883-8249.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. So that's just an example of one of the businesses. We're working with some other franchises, but we have a lot of small operations, people that are looking to sell their auto repair shop. I think there was one down in Sullivan. There was a lawnmower repair shop where the fellow does very well, and it's a great opportunity for a husband and wife to establish themselves in the communities they came from or where they want to just bring up their kids in a nice, wholesome environment. So that's where we stand there.
I just think it's just great for you gentlemen, Dale and Len, to come up with this, because there are so many veterans, as you all know, of course, thank goodness, but you're doing something about it. And I'm sure that these people are going to understand more and more that this is a good thing. And when you get folks involved, like this last issue you just mentioned, that certainly is going to give the indication to others that this is something, other business people, that would want to help bring more veterans into business, right?
Exactly. And as Lynn will tell you, we're about hope.
Mm-hmm.
And every deal that goes through and it gets some publicity and some recognition,
mm-hmm.
it offers some hope to maybe some veteran that thinks, geez, there's just nothing out there for me. And that's, as Lynn will tell you, is a pretty dark place to be.
Sure, sure. That's just great. I want to make sure just before, because a lot of people don't have a pen or whatever, I want that phone number. Please give out that
phone
number.
Sure, you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's 833-883-8249,
mm-hmm.
and it's veteranbusinessproject.org.
That is great. VeteranBusinessProject.org.
Veteran Business Project.
VeteranBusinessProject.org. And the phone number again is 833-883-8249. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay, because I got those first... The 833 and the 883. Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to repeat it again, because you folks are great. Listen, guys, thank you so much. Len Lauder and Dale Eisenberg, thank you both. Look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
See you soon. You better go on that riverboat tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's great. Okay.
I got you.
Five boats tour. That tours. That com, rather. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
That's two great guys doing some great work for the veterans, and we love them. That's great. Stay with us. This is the Talk of Chicago.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines,